from corn meal.
Made from corn meal. Made from corn meal.
Mm-hmm.
Not made from corn, from corn meal.
Right.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that you cook in the ashes of a fire? Did you ever cook it?
Call that ash cake. My grandma used to cook that.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Serving a bowl with a spoon. Nothing but the cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we call the... We call, if you mix it up with chicken, we call that chicken dressing. That's with cornbread, but not just soft cornbread.
You ever call anything like that, the soft cornbread stuff, mush?
Well, I reckon so. Just sometimes you just can't think.
Right. What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big that has a hole in the middle of it, and it's made with baking powder?
That's a donut.
Okay. What do you call a similar thing? Looks just like it. It's made with yeast.
A similar thing made with yeast, you say?
Mm-hmm. Would you have any different name for it if it's made with yeast instead of baking powder?
I don't know. It kind of got me some there, cause
okay.
Just made with yeast, now it makes a little different. Had it been said with live and yeast, it could have been a cupcake and sweetened and something like that.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
That's right.
Some people will have a distinction, some people don't.
That's right, that. Too. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, and it's eaten with syrup?
That's, now some of them call them flapjacks, some call them pancakes.
What should you call it?
Well, I call it pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
That's white bacon.
All right. Any other name for it?
Well, could say slab bacon if you want.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
We call that sow's meat, we call it. Some people call it hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The hard thing in the middle of a sitting chair?
In a cherry.
A cherry, oh, the seed.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
Kernel. Go away from here, dog. Get away. I don't think he heard it back, but he will turn it back down anyway.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
We call that a pressed peach.
Okay. What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's class seed.
Okay.
I don't think he's gonna bother. He don't ever bother nobody when we try and make it. He comes around here as much.
What do you call beans that are eaten in the pods?
Eaten in what?
In pods. You just cut them up inside the pods and leave the beans inside.
Oh, that's snap beans.
Okay.
Either or another pea too. You take a snap pea.
Okay.
Eating in the hull. That's right.
What do you call the tops of turnip? Or what do you call large, flat, yellowish beans that are not in the pods? They're flat and they're yellowish.
That's where it's a butter bean. Or you can say a forward hook, either one.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Well, the tops of turnips, you call it turnip salad.
Okay.
Beets, I don't know.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hand?
Well, we just call that boiled corn. Shucked and cooked and eat with your hand.
It's still
on the cob. Well, I just can't get no name put on it. Kind of said we got some boiled corn.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel? And it's light brown and has dark stripes, little dark stripes on its